Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 19.
Alrighty, let's look at Romans 6, verses 5 to 14. Do you know it off by heart?
Yes.
Or not quite yet? Oh, okay. Ready? Take it away.
Of course.
Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin.
Amen.
For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead and he will never die again. Mm-hmm. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live.
Amen.
Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you are dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace.
Amen.
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 We have victory over sin,
yes.
Guys.
Amen.
This is an amazing thing. And I feel like, you know, We just need to get happy about this. I think when we talk about sin or, you know, sin is death, blah, 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 don't yield yourself. I want us to flip it and go, I'm no longer controlled by this.
Yep.
I'm free of this. Yeah, I don't have to come to the weight of this and the condemnation of this. I'm free.
Yeah.
I don't have to live like that anymore. I can live as the resurrected Christ.
Yeah.
Life in Jesus.
Amen.
That's why it's so exciting to talk about this victory over sin, yeah?
Amen. And this is a victory that we all, every single one of us,
yes,
are a part of and experience.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
You know, when we talk about circumstantial victory, which some of us need as well, or we all need in something, but this applies to us all.
Mm-hmm.
We have all experienced this if we believe in Jesus as the Son of God.
Yeah.
But let's walk in that. And that's exactly right. None of the momentum is with sin in your life. If you believe in Jesus, none of them, all of the momentum is in the work of the cross.
Yes.
And that's what, like, I was imagining, you know, reading this scripture is thinking about this giant river with that rapid current.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you, in faith in Jesus, you just jump in it and it's like, you start moving. And
so
sometimes
good.
We feel like, because it is easy to feel overwhelmed when you've like, there's a habit you can't break or an addiction or something and you feel like, when will I ever get free? No, there's the wrong perspective.
Yes.
It feels like, you know, everything's pushing you backwards, but you're in this river that is moving forward.
Yeah.
You give yourself. So jumping the river is giving yourself completely to God.
Yes.
That's a great reminder today. Let's live in the victory, the ultimate victory we have over sin and live in this newness of life in Jesus by giving ourselves to God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
I love it. And I love I love what verse 9 was saying there. We're sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead.
Yeah.
He never has to die again.
Yeah.
Death no longer has any power over him.
It's
what we were talking about last week,
The
empty cross, but it's also an empty tomb. It's like it's ultimate victory that he had and that he's now granted us access to. And if you look at the way Paul talks about the law, because he was an expert in the law, like that was his whole deal.
Mm.
He was the best of the best in the law and all it produced in him was death. And it's not that the law was wrong. That's what he talks about elsewhere. I think it's Corinthians. It's not that the law was wrong, but the law showed him who he really was.
Yeah.
It's like we know who we are. Mm-hmm. We know how frail we are. And that's why when we talk about sin, we can get so down and negative about us. Oh, I've got these problems. And Paul's like, no, now we live under the freedom of God's grace. freedom. Totally. That's what this is all about. Exactly. He set us free.
It's and victory.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's not, I think these things, I love reading these things because it's like, it's just the context for everything, you know, mm-hmm. for me. And it's not that we've now learnt to become Christians.
Yeah.
No, I died to that and I'm now living a new life. That's the context.
Yeah.
So those things, they can't stick. They can't stay there. Yeah, we all mess up every now and again. It's like, yeah, we'll receive grace, move on and get in that current.
Yeah.
Yes. That's your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, whatever you focus on, we say this many times at church, you'll get.
Yeah.
So if you keep focusing on the sin, it's almost like that's the thing right in front of you all the time. And it's like, but if you focus on the resurrection, if you focus on the fact that Jesus has defeated sin and death, and I have this resurrection life inside of me, that's your focus, that's what you'll get.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.